By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for global solidarity with Africa as an essential part of ending the coronavirus pandemic, saying international action is needed to help strengthen its healthcare systems and food supply and to avoid a financial crisis. Guterres said Wednesday he commends African countries and the African Union for acting quickly to enforce quarantines and border closures and to rely on regional cooperation to try to stop the spread of the virus. The Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says COVID-19 has killed more than 2,800 people. The largest number of confirmed cases in Africa are in South Africa, Egypt, Algeria, Morocco, and Nigeria. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen said Wednesday her government wants dialogue with China, but cannot accept its proposal for one country, two systems. In a speech after being sworn in for her second term and final term in office, Tsai said relations between Taiwan and China had reached a historical turning point. She said both sides have a duty to find a way to coexist over the long term and prevent antagonism and differences. Tsai and her Democratic Party, Progressive Party, won January's presidential parliamentary elections by a landslide, vowing to stand up to China, which claims Taiwan as its own and says it would be brought under Beijing's control by force if needed. China has stepped up its military drills near Taiwan since Tsai's re-election, flying fighter jets into the island's airspace and sailing warships around Taiwan. For more news, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said he is considering imposing a ban on travel from Brazil as the country's daily death toll from the coronavirus jumped to a record 1,179 on Tuesday. Brazil overtook Britain on Monday to become the country with the third highest number of confirmed infections behind Russia and the United States. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, an ideological ally of President Trump, has been widely criticized for his handling of the outbreak, such as opposition to restrictions on movement he sees harmful to the economy. President Trump is defending his promotion and personal use of an anti-malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine, as a medication against COVID-19. Trump said thousands and thousands of frontline healthcare workers are taking the hydroxychloroquine, and it's endorsed by many doctors.